Coming up on the program, why the Chinese economy is so hard for American companies today and has been hard for the Chinese people for decades. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace. In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizda. Monday, the 1st of August. Today, good as always to have you with us, everybody. You can't quite say that China is the biggest untapped market in the world anymore. There has been plenty of tapping in the past 40 or so years, but it is still a really attractive business proposition, which explains why so many American companies have tried and are still trying to get a toehold there. Catch is that sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. Today's entry in the don't category is Uber. The company has sold its Chinese operations to its local rival, Didi Chuxing is that company's name, in return for a slice of its operations. So Uber comes out ahead. But this deal is an object lesson in how hard it is for American companies to thrive in that Chinese market. Marketplace's Annie Baxter gets us going.
Uber has been trying to get a foothold in China since 2013. It's been subsidizing drivers and riders to try to scale up its business there and knock out competitors. That was costing it gobs of money.
I never thought Uber was going to work in China.
Rob Atkinson is president of the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. He says foreign internet firms have had a hard time operating in China because the government favors homegrown competitors.
Every single internet company in the U.S. has a clone in China that's copied their technology and dominated the market, whether it's in search or social network or shopping with Alibaba.
Even Apple, which is a popular brand in China, recently ran into trouble. A small Chinese startup won an injunction against it in an intellectual property dispute. Atkinson says this is a departure from the China of the 80s and 90s, which welcomed foreign direct investment, like from U.S. automakers.
It began to change about a decade ago, really began to change with Xi Jinping to be much more about indigenous innovation. In other words, Chinese companies.
Some of the preference for Chinese companies has to do with data security, according to Ian Bremmer, president of the Eurasia Group. Bremmer says the Chinese government doesn't like American companies like Uber holding the reins on data about Chinese consumers.
I think the Chinese government really feels like for the most, what will soon be the most important consumer market in the world, that they would much rather control the data. They would want to control the filters.
The Uber China brand will stick around under Didi, but all the consumer data will now be owned by the Chinese company. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.